Welcome to the Aligned Mama Podcast. I'm Liz DeFinis, a mama to three incredible kids, wife, and an alignment coach. I have taken my background in occupational therapy and psychology and transformed it into a self-help platform just for you. Please join me for quick tips on integrating techniques into your life to create more space for peace and tranquility. Because, after all, finding and embracing joy is what life is all about. I look forward to serving you, and thanks for tuning in. Hey there, Aligned Mama. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Aligned Mama Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the seven-figure truth. And, you know, this one really is going out to all those entrepreneurial minds out there. You know, if you are a mom who is seeing all of the things and wishing that you could have money coming in maybe from multiple income streams, or, you know, being able to have your side hustle become your main hustle, or maybe you just want a side hustle, you know, maybe you love what you're doing as your main gig each and every day, right? But maybe you would love to learn a little bit more about how you could be bringing in extra money on the side. Today, we're going to be talking about that combination, that alignment between motherhood and being able to become a multi-passionate type of human being that has money flowing in from lots of different places. So today, I'm going to be sharing a story with you about one of my clients who is a seven-figure earner. You guys hear me talk about Nicole all the time, right? So Nicole and I have this amazing setup where we have combined our worlds. You know, we combined our worlds, and it has evolved over time with this reciprocal energy flow. But the bottom line is, she has been earning seven figures consistently for 3 years, her first very 3 years in business. And in being able to do that, she's heading into her fourth year of consecutive seven figures. It's understanding the intricacies of what has happened in her life that has allowed for this type of result in her business. And so that's what we're going to be diving into today. And understanding why all of this matters. Because yeah, money is a great thing and money affords us a lot of things in our life. But the truth is, do seven figures really matter when you haven't found what you really desire inside? And so something that, you know, Nicole and I have talked about at length, and something that, you know, isn't always the easiest thing for me to really receive is how much us working together has impacted her ability to really scale her business at the speed and in that trajectory at which she has done so. And one of the big shifts is how she shows up as a mom and as a wife in her everyday life. Even, you know, with her ex, and being able to navigate the conversations and the experiences and the things that are going on over there. And so the thing is, in life, we have these goals, right? We have these goals. We want to become this. We want to do that. We want to explore and have limitless possibilities. And we talk about all of these things. We want to be able to travel. We want to be able to work from anywhere. We have, you know, all of this kind of very loose, like flighty kind of ideas of what this looks like. But the truth is, it takes some tangible action. It's really aligned with who you are as a person, your values, your priorities, to really create what you want. And for some of us, you know, knowing what we want is a lot more clear than others. And so obviously knowing what you really want is going to be a huge factor in this to actually make this happen. You need to know what you want, and you need to be able to go get it. I mean, of course, right? We can't just call something in if we don't know what it is. But when you get into that space and you're like, I do know what I want, but you're looking around and you're not really sure, how in the world can I possibly make this happen? Or maybe you've gone all in on something already, right? Like maybe you had a moment in your life and you went all in. I know that I definitely have a story of this. I went all in, and then I backpedaled, and I like kind of fell out of rhythm with what I wanted in my life. And I very quickly felt that feeling of like failure, because I wasn't quite able to like keep up with the trajectory of where I was going in those moments. And I wasn't proud of that. You know, I let the feeling of overwhelm come in. And in that feeling of overwhelm, I didn't show up as my best self, both in my life and like where I was with my family and my kids, but also how I was showing up in the other areas of my life. At the time, I was working a contract job on an Army base, and I accepted I guess it was kind of like an intern kind of work study position at the university where I was studying for my PhD. And then my husband had lost his job, and then we moved to Florida. And so I took a new job, and I was like juggling all these things. And I wanted to be really involved in the school, and I was interested in things like research, and I loved the connections that I was making there. And so I was really like striving to do all of the things. So I ran for student council of the psychology club, and I actually wanted to be vice president because I didn't want to run all the things, but nobody ran for president. And so they asked me to do president. And I was like, okay, and I just had that moment in the middle of all of the different moving parts that I realized that I was just in over my head. I had meetings all the time. I had work all the time. I had assignments due all the time. And I was starting my dissertation. I needed to submit for IRB approval for ethics and all the things to be able to go collect data for my participants. And man, I got to tell you, there were so many moving parts. And I think back to that time. And I mean, it's natural that I felt that overwhelmed back then. But the real problem in all of it was understanding what overwhelm really represented. What it really represented was that I was not really becoming the person to step into the different roles that I had stepped into and accepted. I accepted the responsibility of the roles without becoming the person in the process. So I was still trying to navigate at this higher frequency of myself without having become the next version of myself to be in that frequency. And so this is the seven-figure truth. The seven-figure truth is that when we want to have success in our life and we want to do these different things and we have these goals of what we would desire to have, but we haven't done what it takes to become the person that is capable of having that thing, that is capable of doing what it takes to get there, to be there, to hold the frequency of that, it's impossible to remain in that space. You will self-sabotage. You will become overwhelmed. You will feel the pressures of the world around you. Part of being able to become the person that achieves what you want means becoming the person. And this requires change. And change is uncomfortable. Change is uncomfortable because we know who we are right now, and we know what we did yesterday, and we know the result of what we did yesterday and what that produced on the other side. And so because we love those feelings, that is what allows us to be in this space. That is what allows you to feel safe and secure and to have that feeling of like you know what's coming. But it's not a perfect world, right? And you get to explore who it is that you want to become in the process of achieving those goals. So when I was working with Nicole, it was helping her and being able to work with her and ask her questions and get her to explore the concepts of what it really means to be a seven-figure business owner, right? And also to understand what kind of mom she wants to show up as in her life, what kind of wife that she really wants to be. Because as she evolved and changed to become the person who was a seven-figure earner, it was understanding that that was also going to have an impact in other areas of her life. And Nicole wanted to be an amazing mom. She wanted to have this great relationship with her kids, but it hadn't always been that easy to have that, to express that, to be in that space. And as she evolved and became that person, she found her own version of alignment. She became an aligned mom in a different path than what she ever really expected it to be. That is what opened the doors of opportunity for her business to take off. Revenue started flowing in, and limitless opportunities were right at her fingertips. Massive opportunities in all of the different things that she's doing. Multiple streams of income, running a team, being able to show up and inspire others to realize they can have this same dream come true. They could be making seven figures in their business as well. But it's not a cookie cutter approach. It's not just going to be, oh, go do these 10 things and you'll have it. It's understanding that when Nicole chose success in her life, it came from a place of choosing fulfillment first. When she chose fulfillment first, success naturally followed. She chose to become the mom she had always wanted to be. She chose to show up as the wife that she really wanted to be in her relationship. She allowed herself to step into the realm of embodying the type of coach that inspires others to make their dreams come true. It's allowing the money to flow in and becoming the person that has a lifestyle of fulfillment to be at the frequency of being able to receive at the seven-figure level. So when you look around your life right now and you're knowing, I want this and I want that and I'm made to do more and I want to have extra streams of income coming in, I want to be able to do these things. Ask yourself the bigger question, the higher question in this. Who are you becoming? And what are you doing to become that person? These things don't just happen spontaneously. And quite honestly, they don't really come from a place of working hard. You deciding that you're going to work harder and you're going to make your business work today and you're going to take action and check all the boxes, that's not going to work. That's why when we see people doing things like MLM style approaches to business, generally, massive success is not achieved. Because they're out there checking boxes. They're not understanding the intricacies of what they're doing and why they're doing it and how it matters and impacts them as a person. When you get into that place and you start to understand more about why you want to do this and you start to put fulfillment first in your life, fulfillment profit levers in your business will become a no-brainer. So what is a fulfillment first profit lever? It's being able to really make money, put that profit first piece. But understanding that profit levers are not just boxes we check in our business today. It's not the posts that you're putting up. It's not the product that you made. It's not having a great business plan or model in place. It's about prioritizing fulfillment first, relationships in your life, the relationship with yourself, understanding the ins and the outs of energetic investing, being able to repattern parenting, both the parenting that you've experienced as a person from your parents, as well as the way that you parent your kids. When we can start the repatterning process in all of this, it all adds up and comes together to create an opportunity for fulfillment first repatterning to take place, which allows you to become the person. What about rest and rejuvenation? Being able to become the type of person who allows themselves to really embody the feeling of rest and rejuvenation inside of you. Because the truth is, all of this is a choice. Success is a choice. But it doesn't come in the ways that everyone thinks that it does. It doesn't come from working harder and doing more. So often it comes from a place of being while you're doing. And that being and how you do things, right? It's not just that we're doing them. It's how we're doing them, how we are thinking and feeling in the process of taking action. When we can understand more about how we are thinking and feeling in the process of taking action, that is where prioritizing fulfillment first makes a massive ripple impact in our lives. So if you are ready to become the type of aligned mama who is bringing in extra money and doing all the things and feeling that deeper level of what you define as success in your life, allow yourself the space and the grace and the opportunity to prioritize fulfillment first, profit levers. Meaning, Choose fulfillment first in each and every day of your life. Ask yourself that question today. How am I choosing fulfillment first today? And understand that this is not a giant decision that you're making. These are the little tiny micro moments that happen. The glance with you and your child where they're looking at you and they tell you something like, "Mama, I love you." Or, "You're my best friend." Or my favorite one from Liza recently is, "You're my superhero." It feels pretty darn good to hear it. Being able to not just allow those to be fleeting moments, but to really embody them as a part of my identity, of who I am as a mom, of who I want to be as a mom, of who I am becoming, and who I want to be in order to be in the frequency and hold the frequency of being an aligned mama in my life in all of the different ways. When I talk to Nicole and we talk about, you know, all of the financial success and the business success and all the things, I mean, it's all there. It's all there. Six-figure months, multi-six-figure launches, $300,000 launches. Can you imagine $300,000 in just 1 week? Boom, done. But it's not those conversations that create the biggest ripple. It's the ones where she's sharing with me about how her daughter and her friends find her iconic in the things that she's doing. They are inspired by her as a person, not just as a mom, but as a human. She's bringing a new level of inspiration and awareness and opportunity, sharing the opportunity of life with her children. Allowing her kids to see the limitless possibilities that already exist in the world. That is the type of impact that fulfillment first really makes. It makes generational ripples last. If you want to be able to show your kids that working harder and checking boxes is not the only way of living, that there is so much more depth to the world, so much more feeling, so much more of what we actually want to have in our lives. Do yourself a favor and prioritize fulfillment first in your life and model for them what it's like to really do that. Knowing that it is the micro moments, it's the little glances, it's the little conversations. It's taking an extra moment with your cup of coffee today and really feeling and breathing it in and stepping into the warmth and the space that it represents inside of your life. Because when you do that, the doors to limitless opportunity will truly begin to open. Our life is already limitless, but no. That you hold the power to unlock the deeper depths of where you want to go. Because that is exactly what leads to success. Success that is defined differently by each and every one of us in this world. But nonetheless, you have a definition of success for you. What is it? Why do you want it? How will you know you made it? And how can you use the concepts of fulfillment first in your life to make that possible? Because it always has been and it always will be. Fulfillment and then success. Thank you, Aligned Mama, for tuning into this week's episode of the Aligned Mama podcast. If you want to learn more about how you can really integrate the concepts of fulfillment first in your life so that you can level up and become the real CEO of your life, to really model for your kids integration of fulfillment first concepts and show them that the world does not need to be do, but can be being while doing and expanding and becoming and holding the frequency of becoming the person, book a call with me. Let's talk about how we can prioritize fulfillment first in your life and understand how that can directly correlate and turn into an opportunity for you to have limitless revenue streams flowing in as well. All right, Mama, I'll see you on next week's episode.
You have
have been listening to the Aligned Mama podcast. Thank you for tuning in. For more tips on aligning your life for optimized balance, go to lizdefinis.com. Don't forget to hit subscribe, and I will chat with you again real soon.